Jewish congregation to worship our Lord.
因为是神的爱使我们合一。
It's because God's love so we can bond together.
在三个礼拜，我们就要一起全世界啊，普世都要欢庆主耶稣的复活。
In about 3 weeks, all over the world are going to celebrate Easter.
那请大家很快打开周报。
Please open your bulletin.
因为复活节，大家看到时间是几号？
What day is Easter? 4月20日。April 20th。所以在我们4点半的主日聚会结束之后，我们会请大家一起去到附近的北岸公园。We'll go to invite each one of us to go to the North Shore Park。也4点钟的时候，我们会有蛋糕来庆祝。然后我们也会有很多活动。 And at 4 o'clock, we'll have all kinds of activities.
特别鼓励大家邀请你的邻居朋友来参加。Please
invite your friends and your neighbors to come and join us.
为了欢庆复活节的到来。
In order to celebrate Easter.
从今天开始，我们一人有5个主日。Well,
starting from today, we'll have 5 weeks.
我们会一起来借着以赛亚书来思想主耶稣的受死复活。
We'll use the book of Isaiah to ponder upon his death and his resurrection.
特别是他为我们所成就的救恩。
Especially, he has accomplished for us the saving grace.
以赛亚书，他这本书是在主耶稣降生之前的700年左右写成的。
The book of Isaiah was written about 700 years ago before Jesus was born.
但是在这本书却预言了主耶稣他超然的降生。
But this book has already prophesied the birth of Jesus.
这边说什么？有童女怀孕生子。
Here it says the virgin shall conceive and bear a son.
给他取名叫做以马内利。
And we shall call his name Emmanuel.
就是以马内利翻译出来就是神与人同在。
Emmanuel means God with us.
那这样的事情在新约里面是，我们在特别在马太福音第1章也告诉我们这样的事应验。
In the New Testament, in Matthew, book of Matthew, told us about a similar thing.
因为天使在约瑟的梦中跟他说：“你不要害怕，把你的未婚妻玛利亚娶过来。”Because
the angel of the Lord came saying, "Joseph, do not afraid, and take Mary as your wife."
因为他的未婚妻是受圣灵怀孕。Because
she is conceived by the Holy Spirit.
而且要生下一个儿子，要给他取名叫耶稣。
And she shall call her son named Jesus.
那耶稣的意思是将百姓从罪恶中拯救出来。And
Jesus means he will save people from their sins.
然后接下来继续说，这一切事的成就是为了要应验先知就是以赛亚所说的话。And
it says all these will take place because it will fulfill what the Lord has spoken by the prophet.
这里告诉我们。 耶稣的道成肉身，就表明神要与我们同在。So
the birth of Jesus shows us that God with us.
那这位超然降生的耶稣，主耶稣不但跟我们一样有血有肉。So
this supernatural birth of our Jesus, just like us, he has flesh and his blood.
他也是全能的神，他也是全能的神，将来要掌管全地。And
he's Almighty God, who is going to reign the earth in the future.
而且这位主耶稣也是按照旧约圣经说的，他是大卫的后裔。And
also according to the promises in the Old Testament, he is the descendant of David.
而且他会被圣灵充满。And
he will be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那在这里说的耶稣，他其实是大卫的父亲。You
see that is a Jesse, that's a David's father.
所以我们看到以赛亚书，他说明了耶稣的降生，一直到他的成就，他所成就的事情。
So the book of Isaiah described his birth and then what he's going to accomplish.
那从以赛亚他本人呢，我们来看一下，从这个以赛亚书第1章跟第6章。From
chapter 1 and chapter 6, let's look at who Isaiah is.
我们在这边我们看到以赛亚大概是在乌西亚王他什么驾崩的那一年，他蒙到神的呼召引到他。And
he was called by God the year that King Uzziah died.
然后他好像起朝的元老，对不对？连续在约坦、雅哈斯跟西西家王的时候，他继续在服侍。Seems
like he served a lot of different things, you know, like Jotham, Ahaz, Hezekiah.
但是大部分的圣经学者相信，呃, 那个以赛亚他继续服侍了西西家王的儿子马拉西。
And a lot of people believe that he also served his Hezekiah's son too.
所以，先知以赛亚他一生服侍了将近六十年。
So he served about 60 years.
但根据犹太的传统呢，因为那个乌西那个西那个西西家王的儿子是什么，就是马拿西王，他是以色列在位最久也是最坏的一个王。
Manasseh is Hezekiah's son. He's one of the worst king of among all the kings.
所以先知以赛亚他最后是殉道，被乌西亚王用锯子锯死。
So according to Jewish history, Isaiah was sawed apart with a wooden saw by Manasseh.
但是我们看到先知以赛亚，他一生忠于神的呼召。
But we see Isaiah really served God wholeheartedly.
不畏权势，甚至到了殉道的地步。
He was not afraid of authority. He was martyred for the Lord.
感谢神，我们中间也有许多弟兄姐妹，他们认真的来学习神的话。
We want to praise the Lord that we have a lot of brothers and sisters who are really serious about God's word.
我相信应该还有许多人继续在持续的35的读经计划。
I believe many of you are still continuing that 345 reading project.
如果你不知道我们的读经计划的话，在每次周报的封面我们都有列，每天要读的书。
Yeah, if you don't know what we're talking about, if you look at the bulletin, there's a reading.
其实你落后的话，不要放弃，你继续读这个礼拜该读的经文。
Even if you're a little behind, you know, don't just give up, just continue to do whatever is written here.
然后我们也很有怜悯，万一你来不及的话，我们还有礼拜天、礼拜六、礼拜天就可以读上。
Yeah, because it's only 5 days, so if you couldn't finish it, you know, you can make it out on Saturdays or Sundays.
那除了我们在主日聚会结束之后呢，我们还有新生命学院的学习。
And then we have Sunday school studies after the service.
然后在礼拜一，我们还有华人基督徒这个查经团契。
And on Mondays we have a Chinese Christian Fellowship Bible study.
感谢神，今年我们在这里的早上的姐妹班跟晚上弟兄班，我们大概有36人报名参加。
And from the Monday morning and also the Monday night class, we have total about 36 brothers and sisters attending this Bible study.
然后在今年开始，我们也在 Huntsville 也开了一班姐妹班，在星期二早上。
And starting from this year, we also have a class in Huntsville that's Tuesday morning for sisters.
我们为弟兄姐妹讲渴慕追求神的话语，我们向神献上我们的感恩。
We really want to praise God for so many brothers and sisters who are so serious about His words.
上个周末，我们在休顿地区，我们有9位同工一起去到了达拉斯。
And last weekend, about 9 brothers and sisters from the Houston area, we went to Dallas.
我们就是因为华人基督查经团契在那边有一个同工的聚会，有一个圣经营。
Because there's a Bible training in Dallas at that Chinese Christian Fellowship camp.
那这个圣经营会是由达拉斯神学院的谢炳章教授来主讲。
The training was led by Professor Samuel Chow of Dallas Theological Seminary.
那谢炳章教授他本人也是达拉斯神学院中文这个中文班的负责人。
Professor Chow is also the director of the Chinese program at ETS.
所以他也特别提供了一个消息，有一个叫做达神之路。
So he told us about a good news. It's about TDS in Houston for Chinese speaking Christians.
就在这个礼拜六，他们有一个 open house.就开放的时间给大家。
So this coming Saturday, there's an open house for the Chinese Christians.
这边告诉我们，费用10块钱，还可以带一位同伴。
You can just pay $10 and you can have one company, one friend.
应该是包括午餐哈。
I think it includes the lunch.
好，所以这个是时间。那如果有需要知道的话，可以跟我来联络。那这边有要事先报名。
It needs to sign up first, so you can contact me.
Yeah.那其实我们自己教会的主任牧师许仲义牧师
you know, our senior pastor at the West,
还有我们的苏瑞颖长老他们，还有孟凯弟兄他们都是达拉斯神学院毕业。
Our senior pastor David Shu and Elder Winston Shu and Brother Carl Mong, they are all graduates from ETS.
然后我们自己的英语主任 Ted。
And our English Ministry Director Ted Fox.
他也是达拉斯休斯顿的在分校，在攻读那个神学硕士。
And And he's also in the TDS Houston campus getting his Master of Theology.
特别要跟大家报告，Ted 在明天他也要成为我们全时间的同工。
And another
thing is, 好，我们一起来到前面，我们一起来为
他祷告。Yes. We welcome Ted to come to the front and we'll pray for him.
I didn't understand the first part.
Yeah, let's stand up. 我们一起起立。Yeah, 我们一起来为天主来祷告。亲爱天父。谢谢你把 Ted 和他的家庭带到我们中间。
Thank you for bringing Ted and his family to be among us.
谢谢你让 Ted 他渴慕你的话。
Oh, we want to thank you that Ted is so serious about your words.
他愿意一生学习并且传讲你的话。
He's learning, lifelong learning, and he's willing to spread your words.
求主你自己恩膏 Ted.
Oh, please anoint Ted.
让他就像先知以赛一样，大胆来传讲你自己大能的福音。
So he can boldly spread your good news, just like the prophet Isaiah.
也赐福他的家庭。
And bless his family.
保守他的妻子 Caroline 和他的儿子 Grant.
Protect and guard his wife Caroline and his son Grant.
带领他在北区教会的服事，以及他在神学院的装备。
Please lead his service in our church and also.He's being equipped in the DTS.
我们这样子的感恩祈求祷告是奉主耶稣基督你得胜。
We pray in a thankful heart in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
you. 今天因为哥兰他生病，所以不能来到我们中间。
Caroline's a little bit under the weather, so she could not be with us.
好，接下来我们要开始来一起来看今天的经文。
Let's look at today's verses.
我们会看以赛亚书的四十章。
We're going to start with Isaiah chapter 40.
好，我们会先来念，请大家打开圣经，我们翻到以赛亚书四十章。
Please open your Bible to Isaiah chapter 40.
然后我们先会从第一节念到第五节。
We're going to start with the verse 1 to verse 5.
翻到以后，你可以用自己习惯的言语来念。
Once you find the verses, you can just read with your own preferred language.
好，我们从这开始。
你们的神说，你们要安慰。
为什么又会有战争？
And why is there warfare?
神的百姓为什么要受到惩罚？
And why were the Israelites being punished?
其实圣经已经告诉我们，以色列人他们是神的选民。
This Bible told us already that Israelites are God's chosen people.
所以神当然可以把自己的百姓放在一个又安全又物产富饶的这个土地里面。
So God could have put His people Israelites in a distant shelter oasis.
但是我们却看到神把以色列人放在古代那个两个文明古国的这个中间。
But we see that He put the Israelites at the crossroad of the ancient world between Mesopotamia and Egypt.
在东边是两河流域。
That's the Mesopotamia.
就是亚述帝国跟巴比伦帝国。
And that's Assyrian and Babylonian.
然后在西南边，这个是埃及。
And that's the nation of Egypt.
我们相信神呼召亚伯拉罕，他去到迦南的时候。
We believe that when God called Abraham to Canaan area,
就是要借这个交通要道来让以色列人能够成为神荣耀的见证。
I think he's wanting to use this important geographical location to show his glory.
为了就是要让万民万万国万民怎么样，都可以借着以色列来认识神。
So the nations around the world can know God through the Israelite and be blessed.
而且可以蒙神的赐福。
And then be blessed.
其实神在借着摩西颁布律法的时候。
So when God gave His command through Moses.
他也告诉以色列百姓说，你们如果遵行神的话，神就必定会赐福祝福你们。
He clearly declared that if they obey God's command, they will be protected and blessed.
但是当他们顽梗悖逆的时候怎么样，就会受到审判。
But if they disobey, they will be cursed and punished.
甚至会被赶出这个应许的流奶与蜜的迦南。
And they could be expelled from that God's promised land.
所以其实在回想我们自己认识神的过程当中。
So, you know, let's think about the road that we took when we started to get to know the Lord.
我们常常也像那个不懂事的孩子一样。
We're just like those childish children.
需要由属灵的这些导师来教导我们。
We need to have a lot of spiritual teachers to help us.
就好像小孩子一样。借着这些管教，让我们慢慢的、更多的知道什么是善，什么是恶。
So just like children, you know, we need to be disciplined to know what is right, what is wrong.
所以先知以赛亚，他不但很严厉的在教导这些以色列百姓，因为他们的顽梗悖逆。
Because those Israelites, they were so disobedient, so the prophet is being strict here.
而且常常用一些很讽刺的口吻，希望百姓来回转。
And a lot of times he used a lot of ironic ways to help the people to turn their way.
并不在一开始的时候，他就这个神就借着什么天跟地。
Like in the beginning of the book of Isaiah, he used the heaven and the earth.
要求百姓来聆听神对他们所说的话。
And he wanted the people to listen to what he has to say.
然后他用一个牛跟羊来形容，因为牛跟驴他用牛跟驴说牛跟驴怎么样都认识主。
And he says, you know, the ox knows their ox and the donkey knows their masters.
但是这些神所创造，而且神所养育的这些百姓怎么样？他们竟然怎么样？不认识神，也不留意。
And those chosen people, they don't really know the Lord, and they do not understand.
那这里在说什么？
What does that mean?
所以以色列的百姓怎么样？连畜生都不如。
So it's kind of describing that even the people of Israel, they're worse than the animals.
就是要不停地唤醒百姓回到神的面前。
So he's trying to wake up these people.
那这里我们也想看，神真的有养育我们吗？
But let's think about it. Did God really nurture us?
你们认为有没有？
What do you think?
No.
为什么？
Why?
大家想想看。阳光、空气、雨水是谁赐给我们
？Let's think about how about the sun, the rain, and the water who gave us those.
好，特别是如果你吸一口气要付一分钱的话。
Let's think about if you take a breath and you have to pay one penny.
你知道你一天要付多少钱
？How much would have to pay every day?
照这个他们估计的话，人一个大人大概一分钟要吸要呼吸18次。
So there's an estimate, you know, a normal adult takes like about 18 breaths.
小孩子的呼吸更多，所以他们要付更多钱。
And the children that takes more breath, they might have to pay more.
所以一个钟头是超过一千。
So you know, every hour it's more than 1,000 times.
就大约$11。
So it's about $11.
每一个钟头过去，你就要付11。
Every hour you pay $11.
一天就差不多260。
Oh, so it's about $260.
一年就是90,000。
It's about $90,000 a year.
你有付过钱吗？
Have you paid those to the Lord?
有没有人为空气付钱？
Have you paid for the air you breathe?
感谢主，我们这边空气很好，所以你不需要付
钱。Thank goodness we have good air here.
哪边你要付钱？
Where do you have to pay?
因为人的败坏，因为人的败坏空气污染。
Because of our iniquity, you know, the air pollution is pretty bad.
所以这边说什么？一罐要多少？
See, it says $50 there.
所以。如果我们继续破坏这个环境的话，每个人都要为空气付
钱。So if we continue to pollute the air, we have to pay for the air.
当然，在先知以赛亚的时代，以色列已经分成南北两国。
And you know, at that time, when Isaiah was around, the Israelites in the north and south nations.
甚至先知以赛亚他亲眼看见北国以色列被亚述帝国所灭。
And Isaiah saw that the northern part was being destroyed by Assyrians.
当亚述王继续往南下来侵袭犹大的时候
，And when Assyria continued to attack the southern part,
所有城都灭了，而且整个耶路撒冷被围困。
And Jerusalem was seized, and all the nations were destroyed.
在存亡这个危急存亡之秋，因着西西家王他信靠以色列神。
At that time, the Judah king Hezekiah he relied on God.
结果圣经告诉我们，神的使者一夜之内击杀了185,000亚述的军队。
So the Bible told us that the angels of God destroyed the Assyrian army and killed 185,000 soldiers.
在神拯救了西西家王之后，西西家王就后来又得了重病。
And after King Hezekiah was saved by God, but he got sick.
他几乎要死的时候，他跟神来祈求。
He was almost dying, but he still asked God for help.
就神给他几年的寿命。
How many years did God give to him?
给他15年的寿命。
God gave him 15 years of life.
你受了这么多神的恩典，你认为西西家王应该怎么样
？And he received so many saving grace from God. What do you think he did?
我们可能很属灵，说他会更谦卑，对不对
？We thought, well, he may be really humble, become more humble.
可是就像我们每个人一样，当我们凡事顺利的时候，我们反而怎么样？我们马上就心高气扬。
Yeah, but it's like many of us, you know, whenever everything is so smooth, then we become so prideful.
所以当巴比伦帝国的使者来庆贺这个西西家王他大病痊愈的时候
，So after he was recovered and the Babylonian messenger came to celebrate with him.
结果西西家王他做了什么事情
？What did he do？
他打开全国的宝库，让这些巴比伦使者看他所有的金银跟一切的财宝。
So he opened his treasure and let them see his gold, his silver, and all the wealth of the country.
结果怎么样
？What happened？
所以以赛亚马上跟这个西西家王说：“因着你这样的做。
”So prophet Isaiah told him because what you did.
不但你说的财宝都会被掳走
，whatever you have will be captured。
所有的百姓，连你的后代，都要被掳到巴比伦去。
And all the people and all your descendants will become captives of Babylon。
所以看到神虽然是神的百姓，但是当我们背逆顽梗的时候，怎么样？神的审判必定临到。
So even though they're God's chosen people, but whenever they're disobedient。And they will be punished.
所以以赛亚他这个他讲这个这些安慰的话的时候呢，是因为他已经预知以赛亚这个以色列的百姓会被掳走，所以他来安慰他们，让他们知道说神仍然爱他们。
So that's why Isaiah is here comforting those people because he knows those people will be captured by the Babylon.
因为圣经告诉我们，神是全然圣洁公义。
Because the Bible told us God is holy and He is righteous.
他有罪什么？必罚。
Whenever we are guilty, He will not let us go.
但是同样的，这位神也是蛮有恩典跟怜悯。
But the same God also is merciful and gracious.
他不轻易发怒，而且有恩典跟慈爱。
He's slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness.
在他的百姓接受审判之后，他仍然会赐下恩典。
And even when they're so rebellious, he still gives grace.
赦免他百姓一切的罪孽、过犯跟罪恶。
And he would forgive all the iniquities and transgressions and sins of the people.
那这样的赦免要经过怎么样来成就呢
？So how can this be accomplished?
所以在第三、第四节在这里说，我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
有人声喊着说，在旷野被耶和华掳。在沙漠地处灭火是正当的，一切野山花都要填满，大小山羊都要烧平，高高低低的山都要平坦，崎岖崎岖的山必成为平原。所以先知以赛亚他用君王出席巡的这种状况来描述这段经文。
So the prophet Isaiah is using how the king touring around to describe the situation.
在帝王要出巡的时候，一定会有前面的人在前面开道。
So that when the king is touring around the nation, the road will have to be lined up.
为他打点一切路上所需。
And he's going to prepare everything the king needs.
这个经文也让我想起40年前，那时候我还是学生的时候。
So this Bible passage let me think about when I was a student about 40 years ago.
那时候台湾的总统蒋介石他过世。
The president of Taiwan, Chiang Kai-shek, died.
那他选择要被埋在一个偏僻的山里面，就是慈湖，现在台湾的大溪慈湖。
And he chose to be buried in a remote area, a 慈湖大溪 area.
因为那个地方跟他的家乡的景色很相似。
Because that place resembles his hometown.
结果怎么样？
What happened?
全国修路的工人要在几天之内把马路从士林官邸一路开到慈湖。
So you know all the road workers they have to widen the road, just go from his home and to that remote area.
所以就看他们是日夜赶工，挑灯夜战。
So we see them work day and night and burning the midnight oil for that.
然后我们所有学生，学校的学生怎么样，都要在这一路上呢，在那边摇着国旗欢送。
And all the students, we have to stand along the way, and we have to wave.
So, 就让我想到这段经文。
So that reminds me of this passage.
然后我们一面摇着国旗，鼻子闻的都是那个柏油的气味，因为那个马路才刚刚修好。
And because the way, you know, the road was just paved, and so even when we're waving, we can smell, we can have a little strong whiff of the asphalt.
其实这段经文也同样的出现在新约圣经前面的四卷福音书。
And a similar passage also appeared in the first four gospel of the New Testament.
因为施洗约翰就在旷野里面来传扬那个悔改的福音。
And John the Baptist was preaching in the wilderness about the gospel.
当然，在这里我们不能说这是一条实际眼睛看得到的一条道路。
But maybe here it doesn't really mean the road that we can see with our eyes.
因为施洗约翰传讲的是一个悔改的道。
Because the road that the John Baptist was spreading is about a spiritual road.
所以这个坑坑洼洼、弯弯曲曲，是我们心里那个什么一些拦阻来认识神的那个东西，要把它移除。
So these uneven grounds, that means you know a lot of dirty stuff in our heart. We have to get rid of them first.
这是一条属灵的道路。
This is a spiritual path.
我们必须除去我们的罪恶、我们的邪情私欲，然后迎接主耶稣进到我们的心中。
We have to first get rid of our selfish desire, then Jesus can come into our hearts.
每年在复活节跟圣诞节的时候，我们常常会听到韩德尔的名曲，叫什么
？Messiah.
I think a lot of time in Easter, especially Christmas, we can hear Handel's Messiah.
如果你仔细回去看的话，一开始的时候就有一个男高音在唱。
And if you listen to it, you can hear one tenor was singing first.
一开始就是安慰你的百姓。
And first is comforting the people.
这个熏了一晚以后，开始就是这四节经文。
And then after that, it's these four verses.
等这个男高音唱完了以后，然后就是男女合唱。
And then after the tenor sing and the female and male choir start.
合唱的就这节经文，我们一起来念。
And they sing together this passage.
耶和华的荣耀必然显现，凡有血气的必一同看见，因为这就是耶和华亲口说的。
弥赛亚原来指的是神的受膏者。
So Messiah here it means God's anointed.
那希腊文翻译出来就是基督。
But when you translate in Greek means Christ.
是神特别拣选的一位要来拯救世人的救主。
And it's the God's anointed King to come here to save us.
那在约翰福音也告诉我们
，And also in John, the book of John，
这里说从来没有人看见神，因为神是看不见。
He says no one ever seen God because he's invisible。
但是只有在父怀里的独生子将他怎么样表明出来。
And only the one who is at the Father's side has made him known。
所以主耶稣的道成肉身就是神与人同在最具体、最明显的表现。
So the Word become flesh is the most concrete manifestation of the glory of。
所以施洗约翰他特别为主耶稣来做见证。
So John the Baptist came here to witness for Jesus.
因为他亲眼看到圣灵降在耶稣的身上。
Because he saw Holy Spirit came upon Jesus.
接下来的六到八节。
And continue, let's look at verse 6-8.
这里继续讲说有血气的人。
He says those all flesh.
你们都有血有气嘛。
We all have flesh, right?
我想坐在这边大概都有血留在你的身体里面。
Yeah, if we're sitting here, we have blood running through our veins.
这里也告诉我们说耶和华的气吹在其上。
It says the breath of the Lord blows on them.
神的气当初在创世纪时候吹在谁的身上？尘土所造亚当的鼻孔里面。
And we know in the beginning of the world of God blow breath into Adam.
所以神的这里神的气也就是神的灵。
And here is the breath of the Lord, the spirit of the Lord.
他可以赐人生命。
He can give us life.
但是他也可以赐下审判。
But he can also give punishment.
因为有罪的人来到圣洁公义神的面前的话。就像什么草地什么枯干花地凋落一样。
And all the sinners who come before God, we're just like those grass who withers and like flowers who fall.
无论我们你现在在世上有多样的多么的光彩。
No matter how famous or wealthy you are at this moment.
这些事情都不能存到永恒。
All these cannot last forever.
譬如我们知道最近。马来西亚航空公司这个370班机已经失踪，今天这刚好一个月。
And today it's the one month anniversary of the Malaysian airline flight 370 was disappeared.
特别当我们知道其中有超过150位是我们自己的同胞的时候。
And especially when we know about 150 people are we Chinese passengers.
他们上飞机的时候是欢欢喜的干嘛？因为他们要跟家人什么团圆。
When they first get on the airplane, they were so happy they want to go home and visit their families.
但是就这样子，他们无影无踪。
But just like that, they disappeared without a trace.
即使使用最先进的科技，到现在还不能够知道他们人在哪里。
Even with the most advanced technology, we still unable to find any record.
上周一，我们也看到华盛顿的土石，华盛顿州的土石流。
Last Monday, we also heard about Washington State mudslides.
然后星期三又听到就在德州这个波特的这个军事基地的这些枪杀案。
And Wednesday, we heard about Fort Hood military base shooting.
就让我们看到我们人的生命实在是短暂，而且是无常。
Yeah, so we can really see that our life is so short and so uncertain.
当记者访问一位被打死的军人的父亲的时候。
When a reporter interviewed a father with son who lost his son,
他的父亲说：“我当初非常高兴，因为我的儿子平安的从阿富汗回来。”
He said that I feel really happy that my son came home safely from Afghanistan.
因为我们都知道阿富汗那边是非常危险。
We know it's pretty dangerous over there.
但他说：“我万万没有想到，我的儿子竟然会死在这个美国的海军这个军事基地。”
And I can't believe that my child was killed in this U.S. Army base.
所以旧约的诗人也告诉我们。
So the psalmist in a psalm.
我们人的生命是非常短暂。
Our lifetime is so.
短如什么？手掌。
Just like our hand breath.
人在觉得最稳妥的时候，什么？其实都是全然的虚幻。
So even when we thought we stand so surely, but we are a mere breath.
就如同当初那些被掳走的以色列百姓
，Just like those people were captured，
他们也以为他们有这么强大的国家，他们有这么丰富的资源，他们以为可以安然无惧。
They thought, oh, we're so wealthy, you know, we'll be safe, we're so protected.
这也让我们想到，我们常常我们处在现在这个道德败坏、堕落的这个世界里。
So we can think about we live in this world. It's so corrupted, so evil.
连我们自己幸福的人都常常被这个世上的什么思虑跟钱财的迷惑、所夹住了，就像那个被荆棘挤住。
And it's like us, a lot of us, you know, because of wars, worries, and confusion, the wealth, with all our self desire, we're being stuck just like the thorn.
我也知道我们当中有些人，他们可能身体正有一些病痛。
And I know many of us here, we are facing physical illness.
或者也有人面对着工作和经济上的一些困难。
And maybe we have difficulties at work and economic difficulties.
甚至我们也会面对一些婚姻的危机或者教养面的问题。
And also we might face a marital crisis or a parenting problems.
我们非常需要神的安慰。
We need God's comfort.
圣经哥林多后书也告诉我们怎么样。我们为什么会我们在一切患难中谁安慰我们
？The Second Corinthians says, "When we are in our affliction, who comfort us?"
这个他就是刚刚我们讲的那个安慰赐安慰的神。
And He is the one, the God that will comfort us in our affliction.
当我们能够走出这些困难之后呢，我们也可以用同样的什么安慰去安慰什么我们周围的人。
So when we come out from our trouble, we can also use our experience to comfort people around us.
所以我先要挑战做的弟兄姐妹。
So I would like to challenge each one of us here.
你是否愿意信靠神的话，让神的话成为你每天生活的力量？
So would you like to rely on God's word as your strength for your daily life?
你是否愿意让神给你的安慰，也用同样的安慰去安慰我们那些周围还在痛苦？
So would you like to comfort others with the comfort we received from God?
在说完这些安慰，说完这些神，我们要预备我们的心来接受神到我们心中之后。
So after God comforts us, we have to prepare our heart to receive the Lord.
接下来就是我们应该行动的时候。
So this is the action comes.
让我们一起来念九到十一节。
Let's read 9-11.
报好信息给西安的安娜，你要祷告神；报好信息给耶路撒冷的，你要极力扬声，扬声不要惧怕。对犹大的子民说：看哪，你们的神，你要把法向亚当的荣耀，他的宝地因为他掌权，他的赏赐在他那里，他的报应在他面前。他必向牧人牧养自己的羊群，用棒柄去击打高傲大的海中。
所以接下来我们再看怎么样，他说我们要大声的呼喊。
He says we have to shout loudly.
而且还要登高山。
And we have to go up on the high mountain.
为什么要登高山呼喊？
Why do we want to go up on the high mountain?
还要登高山呼喊。
We have to get out up to the high mountain and shout.
因为只有在高处，你的声音会传得又广又远。
So whenever you're on the upper hill, then your voice will go really far.
在这里讲到西安，又讲到耶路撒冷。
Here he mentions Zion and Jerusalem.
因为这是一首希伯来人的诗。
And this is a poem, a Hebrew poem.
就像你读诗篇的时候，它常常有什么同义平行的字。
So whenever you read Psalms, you see a lot of synonymous.
因为在耶路撒冷南边那一块，原来叫做锡安山。
So the southern part of Jerusalem.Originally called Mount Zion.
所以西安就成为跟这个耶路撒冷是同一的字。
So they're synonymous. They're the same meaning.
当然，这里的耶路撒冷不只是地理上的耶路撒冷。
But the Jerusalem here, it doesn't mean just the geographical location.
这里的耶路撒冷是指一个什么？一个天国属灵的耶路撒冷。
It means it's a heavenly spiritual Jerusalem.
当然，因为耶路撒冷在高山上，所以你要传扬好消息的时候，你必须要去耶路撒冷传扬好消息，你必须要登高山。
And Jerusalem is up there, so whenever we go to Jerusalem, we have to go up on the high mountain there.
所以我们在属灵的生命上也必须不断的被提升，让我们能够更接近神，来传扬神的大好消息。
So in our own life, we have to be just like Jerusalem. We have to keep going up and higher, so the good news can be spread out.
所以就要我们来大声的传扬。这边说什么？要极力扬声。
It says we have to shout really loud, lift up our shout.
感谢神，也让我们在这边有开这个传福音的课程。
And thank God that we have the class to spread the gospel.
为什么要这个传福音的训练？
Why do we need this kind of training?
有多少人？敢跟别人传福音的。
How many of you here are willing to go spread the gospel?
这里告诉我们，你需不需要怕
？Here does it say we need to be afraid?
他说，扬声不要惧怕。
It says lift it up, do not be afraid.
为什么
？Why?
因为我们传的是大好的消息。
Because this news is great.
我们传的是世界上最好的消息。
It's the best news of the world.
是最伟大的君王的消息。
It's the best news of the greatest king.
所以告诉我们说要惧怕。
That's why it says do not be afraid.
然后呢？为什么
？Why？
因为我们有神，如同牧羊人一样来牧羊我们。
Because our God is like a shepherd, he tends his flock.
在这里，我们看到他怎么样？他是牧人，他又什么牧羊
？Because he tends us.
然后呢？用他的膀臂来聚集我。
He gathers us.
甚至把我们抱在他的怀抱当中。
He carries us close to his heart.
甚至于神，他充满了爱心。
He's full of loving kindness.
虽然身为牧师，但是我最缺乏的就是耐心。
Even though I'm a pastor, but I don't have a lot of patience.
你看在这里，神这么有耐心。
Here,
什么叫做牧养小羊的
？But here you can see he's so patient. He tends his flocks.
就是那些牧羊，牧羊周围他带着小羊。
他叫他什么？慢慢的走，慢慢的引导他。
It's just like a mother lamb, you know, tending his little lamb, says slowly, slowly, gently follow me.
所以当牧师说话急躁的时候，请弟兄姐妹多包涵。
So if I'm being impatient, please forgive me.
好，接下来他也，所以我们在这个时候，我们一定要思想。
So at this moment, let's ponder upon something.
我们是不是愿意接受神给我们的安慰？
Are we willing to accept God's comfort?
还是我们继续困在我们自己的忧愁当中呢？
Or are we still wanting to continue to stuck in our worry?
如果你过去还没有接受耶稣基督，
If you ever never accept Jesus as your Savior,
你是否愿意被神的宝贝来聚集你，谦卑的来到他的面前？
Are you willing to be gathered by his arm so you can come to him?
这个是什么？这一张图是什么
？Have you ever seen this picture？
西圣保罗
有没有人去过那里
？Have you ever been there？
好，有人去过。这应该是巴西里约热内卢的那个巨大的耶稣雕像。
It's Rio de Janeiro in Brazil, the monument of Jesus.
他在一个山顶上。
It's on top of the hill.
他张开双手就是要欢迎所有世人。
He opened his arms to welcome the visitor from all over the world.
而且主耶稣也应许。
And Jesus promised,
他说凡劳苦担重担的人都可以到我这里。
He says, all you who are worried and burdened, come to me.
我就使你得安息。
And I will give you rest.
请问你是否相信耶稣是神的儿子？
Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God?
愿意将你自己心里的重担来交付给他。
Willing to give him the burden of your heart?
接受主耶稣成为你生命的救主。
And accept Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior of your life.
在神的引导之下，让我们一起来走上这个充满盼望跟恩典之路。
So under the guidance of God, let's take the path full of hope and grace.
我们请敬拜团队来带领。